there, you're listening to the My Sleeping Baby podcast, which is all about baby and child sleep. I'm so excited to teach you how you can get your little one sleeping so that you can sleep too and enjoy parenthood to its fullest. I'm Eva Klein, your resident sleep expert, mom of three, founder of the Sleep Bible online coaching program, and lover of all things sleep and motherhood. If you're looking for tangible solutions for your little one's sleep woes, or you simply want to learn more, this podcast is for you. For more information, check out mysleepingbaby.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at mysleepingbaby. All right, welcome back to the show. So today, we're going to talk about the four-month-olds, specifically what they need in terms of an eat, play, sleep type of schedule. This age range brings so much change in terms of sleep patterns, and it means that I get so many moms reaching out to me, desperately needing help, trying to figure out the sleep needs of their four-month-old, because on the one hand, they're no longer a newborn. They've outgrown that newborn stage, but on the other hand, things still seem to be a little bit chaotic when it comes to a four-month-old's sleep schedule. So in this episode, I'm going to specifically be talking about, first of all, what an eat, play, sleep routine looks like, how to figure out the right type of sleep schedule for your four-month-old, as well as how you can maximize sleep in this specific stage, which you absolutely can. All right, so firstly, what's an eat, play, sleep routine? So an eat, play, sleep routine is basically a structured daily schedule for babies that revolves around these three main activities: eating, playing, and sleeping. And the main takeaway point from implementing an eat, play, sleep routine is to separate the eating from the sleeping, ultimately allowing your baby to take down full feeds and not be falling asleep while eating, so they're able to eat until they're full and not develop any sort of association between feeding and sleeping, which ultimately helps your baby learn to self-soothe in the grand scheme of things. So here's a breakdown of each component of this eat, play, sleep routine. So let's talk about the eating first. This is when you want to establish a fairly regular schedule based on your baby's age and stage of where they're at. So newborns, for example, are typically eating every 2 to 3 hours. The breastfed babies are usually eating every 2 to 2.5 hours. The bottle-fed babies might be able to go 3 hours between feeds, but that's all just pretty typical across the board. But then when your baby gets a little bit older, the time between feeds may extend as they're able to take down bigger feeds at each time, allowing them to last a little bit longer before they get hungry again. Solids are usually introduced somewhere between 4 and 6 months. But I really want to emphasize that when I talk about a feeding schedule, I don't mean a set in stone timed schedule where the only time you can feed your baby is at these exact times. Rather, you want to make sure that you are still feeding your baby on demand, which by definition means when they are hungry. So what does this refer to? You know, looking out for your baby's hunger cues. Are they rooting? Are they sucking on their fists? Are they especially alert? Are you hearing fast breathing? These are all signs, especially if it's been a little while since your baby ate, that they might be getting to get hungry. And this is important because, generally speaking, the more calories your baby gets down during the day, the less he will need to eat at night. And so if your goal at this point is to get yourself bigger stretches of sleep, which, by the way, you absolutely can at this age, then you want to make sure that your little one's daytime caloric intake is really maximized. All right, now let's talk about the playtime. So the playtime basically just refers to your baby's wake time after he is done eating, before it is time for him to go back down for a nap. So at 4 months, this is not going to be complicated stuff. It really really doesn't take much to stimulate a four-month-old baby. This might be when you do some tummy time, maybe you read some books, you put him on a play mat, you let him play with some age-appropriate toys, you make some eye contact, you let him explore different toys with different textures and colors to engage your baby's senses. This can be a lot of fun and it doesn't need to be complicated. And then, of course, the last part of the routine is the sleep piece. Now, you want to make sure that you are getting your baby down for their nap or bedtime just as they're beginning to get tired before they become overtired. So make sure that you are adhering to your baby's wake windows or wake periods, which refer to the amount of time your baby can likely be up for before they begin to get tired and need to go back to sleep. So if you haven't downloaded my free sleep chart, which has all of my suggested wake windows, nap totals, and night totals, and overall sleep totals for babies ages 0 all the way up to age 5, definitely grab a copy of that. That is linked in the blog post as well as in the show notes. This is also the age where if you haven't introduced any sort of bedtime routine or nap time routine, I definitely recommend introducing those routines to help cue your baby that sleep time is coming. So this might include a bath, lullabies, getting your baby into their sleep sack, giving them a massage, turning on the white noise machine, a bedtime story, a bedtime song. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as this routine is done fairly consistently, so that your little one knows it is time to wind down and go to sleep very soon. Now, by the way, this eat, play, sleep routine can absolutely be introduced well before your little one is 4 months. In fact, it can technically be introduced from day one. The only difference between an eat, play, sleep routine for a newborn versus a four-month-old are that their wake windows are significantly shorter. And so on top of that, the feeds usually take much longer. And so with a newborn, it might mean that your little one wakes up, eats, gets a diaper change, maybe is up for 5 extra minutes and then needs to go right back to sleep. And that's okay. It's within the realm of normal. Versus your 4-month-old is going to be able to be up for slightly longer periods of time. So the play part of the eat, play, sleep routine might actually look like play. All right. So how does an eat, play, sleep routine look for a 4-month-old? So first, let me just specify that there is a lot of irregularity in terms of sleep patterns between 1 4-month-old and another. It is very normal to have 1 4-month-old napping 2 hours at a time and another 4-month-old napping 45 minutes at a time. This is all developmental, just based around their age. And so don't fret if your 4-month-old is in the second category where they're napping 45 minutes at a time. It just might mean that the baby who is sleeping 2 hours at a time will likely need 4 naps a day, whereas the 4-month-old taking shorter naps might need to nap 5 times a day. I provided a sample schedule in the blog post, but I just want to specify that the main things to take away when discussing a schedule for a 4-month-old is that the main factor to determine when your little one needs to go to sleep are their wake windows, not the time on the clock. So a 4-month-old's wake windows are usually somewhere in the 75-minute to maybe hour and 45-minute mark. So again, depending on the duration of your little one's naps, you are likely going to be looking at a schedule that involves either 4 naps a day or 5 naps a day. And if one day your little one takes 4 naps and the next day he takes 5 naps, that's also totally fine. Again, grab a copy of my free sleep chart if you are not 100% sure or you have no idea where to start in terms of figuring out nap timings and schedules for your little one. Now, when it comes to how often to be feeding your 4-month-old during the day, again, that's going to primarily depend on whether or not they are breastfeeding or bottle feeding. Bottle-fed babies can usually go 3, sometimes even 4 hours between feeds, really depends on how big these bottles are. You know, a 4-month-old that's taking down 6, 7, 8 ounces in a bottle at a time can almost certainly go 3.5 to 4 hours before needing to eat again. Whereas a bottle-fed baby who's only taking down 3 or 4 ounces likely needs a bottle every 3 hours. A breastfed baby, on the other hand, might still be able to go 3 hours between feeds during the day. Very often, their breastfeeding every 2 to 2.5 hours. So this sort of routine can absolutely work for breastfed babies. It just might look a little bit different than if your baby was bottle fed, only because breastfed babies are usually eating more frequently. All right, now let's talk about nighttime sleep for your 4-month-old. People ask me this so often. How long can a 4-month-old realistically go without eating overnight? Can they go a full 12 hours? Do they need to still be eating every 3 hours like they did when they were a newborn? And here is the reality that I can say very confidently, having worked with thousands of families to date, many of whom have had babies in this age range. Unless there is a concern when it comes to weight gain or there is some other health concern on your pediatrician's end, if you have an otherwise healthy 4-month-old baby, we can typically get them sleeping 8 hours of sleep at night without any interruption. And yes, this includes the breastfed babies as well. Again, remember, a breastfed baby is not eating less than a bottle-fed baby during the day. They just need to eat more frequently because they're usually not taking down as many calories per feed as a bottle-fed baby is. But they're still able to get the same amount of calories throughout the day as a bottle-fed baby can, hence why we can get that breastfed baby going 7, 8, 9 hours before waking up once, eating, and going right back to sleep until the morning. In fact, I've even seen some babies in this age range go 11 to 12 hours uninterrupted. It might not be the norm, but it can definitely happen. That being said, always make sure to follow the advice of your pediatrician. If your pediatrician is telling you to feed your baby more than once a night, always listen to their advice. And always seek out medical advice before removing any nighttime feeds to make sure your baby is ready. Now, if you have a 4-month-old who is still waking every 2 hours, 3 hours, or 4 hours at night to eat, and you are wondering how to fix this, listen up, because you are in the right place. First of all, I want to reiterate that this is very fixable. Your 4-month-old does not need to be sleeping like a newborn anymore if that is something that you are ready to change. If this is happening on your end, the main reason why this is probably happening, or at least one of the main reasons, is that your little one is probably going through the famous 4-month sleep regression. The 4-month sleep regression isn't actually a true regression by definition. You see, a regression implies that your baby is going through a phase, and all you need to do is just ride it out, and eventually everything will go back to the way it was before. What happens at 4 months is not that. Rather, what happens at this stage is that your little one's sleep cycles and sleep patterns are undergoing a permanent neurological change, where now they are beginning to cycle in and out of deep and light sleep, just like you and I do. And so the reason why this can cause tons of additional night wakings, or maybe your newborn was always waking a million times that night, but now your 4-month-old sleep hasn't changed. The main reason for that is because if your little one has always needed help to fall asleep, feeding to sleep, rocking to sleep, holding to sleep, next to them until they fall asleep, padding, bouncing, doesn't really matter what, something that is a sleep prop, a sleep crutch that they cannot recreate on their own, this regression and the permanent sleep cycles that emerge from this change mean that now your little one might wake up at the end of one of those sleep cycles and need that same kind of help to put them back to sleep. So if your 4-month-old relies on this kind of help, any sleep prop or sleep association to fall asleep, and is waking up way too many times at night, and you are ready to fix this. So if this is what you are dealing with your 4-month-old, where they are waking up way too many times throughout the night, one of the main reasons is likely that they don't know how to sleep independently. And so the solution is sleep training. What is sleep training? Teaching your baby how to sleep independently. And yes, this can absolutely happen at 4 months. Again, sleep training doesn't mean removing all night feeds. In fact, at 4 months, that's not typically something I would suggest trying from the get-go. Rather, it is a matter of teaching your little one to sleep independently while respecting any nighttime nutritional needs they might have. So if this is something that you're feeling ready to do, but you have no idea where to start, I've got a free masterclass that will teach you how to get your little one either sleeping through the night or mostly sleeping through the night, so you can finally feel like a normal functioning human again. The link is going to be in the show notes as well as at the bottom of the blog post. So to summarize, 4 months is one of those age ranges that I get so many people reaching out to me for help because these parents know that their baby is not a newborn anymore, doesn't need to be sleeping like a newborn, but might still in actuality be sleeping like a newborn, and they are finally ready to not be tired anymore. This is the age where you can begin to implement some sort of eat, play, sleep routine, begin to get yourself some degree of consistency here and there, and ultimately begin teaching your little one to self-soothe, sleep independently, and sleep really solid stretches of sleep at night so that you can finally feel normal and human and sane, and so that your baby can get the sleep that they need as well. That's about it. I hope that this was helpful and that you all have a wickedly awesome day. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend who can benefit from it. I also love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to DM me on Instagram at mysleepingbaby or send me an email at eva@mysleepingbaby.com. Until next time, have a wonderful, restful night.